House Republicans Launch Investigation into Violent Unrest in D.C. by Joshua Kaplan on September 2, 2020. Top House Republicans have launched an investigation into ongoing violent unrest in the Democrat-run city of Washington, D.C., demanding its mayor turn over information regarding her administration's response to protests and riots. Newsweek first reported. The ranking Republicans on the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees, Jim Jordan, Ohio, and James Comer, KY, respectively, want D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to produce documents pertaining to how the city has handled what the Republicans described as left-wing agitators. According to a letter the GOP duo sent to the Democratic mayor on Wednesday that was obtained by Newsweek, Jordan and Comer requested copies of all documents and communications related to the city's response to any unrest that has occurred since June 1, and information about whether any perpetrators of violent confrontations were paid or otherwise induced to commit these acts by a third party. The letter reads, "Like other Democrat-run cities, the District of Columbia, D.C., under your leadership has allowed radical left-wing violent extremists to commit senseless acts of violence and destruction. By your inaction in response to their mayhem, these left-wing agitators have become emboldened to be even more aggressive and more dangerous." In the letter, Jordan and Comer listed instances of unrest, such as the viral confrontation in which Black Lives Matter radicals harassed outside dinners on August 24. The Republicans also noted Senator Rand Paul and his wife being mobbed by angry left-wingers after leaving President Donald Trump's Republican National Conventional acceptance speech at the White House. In a Friday interview with the Fox News Channel, Paul and his wife, Kelly Paul, recounted the fear they experienced at the hands of the mob. "It was absolutely terrifying," Ms. Paul said. "I have never experienced anything like that in my life. I hope no one else ever has to. We felt completely powerless. Before some of the video, that I think you have shown, where the police with the bikes were kind of creating a moving barricade for us. In the minutes before the police with the bikes showed up, we were completely encircled and surrounded. Pressed up against two cops who, we were surrounded by people who were screaming in our faces. Yelling that they were going to F us up, screaming, 'Say her name.'" To date, Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden, nor his running mate Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, have condemned the incident.